scrolling through the newsfeed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics.
So a lot of people are going to be excited about this. You use some emojis, right?
I use all of the emojis.
Yeah, well, you're going to have some more emojis to add to the list if you have an iPhone. Looks like Elite Daily says that Apple's adding these new emojis that include a mind-blown smiley face.
Okay.
A zombie and a dinosaur.
Oh.
Other new emojis include a bearded man and a woman breastfeeding a baby.
That's very specific.
Yes.
What's your favorite emoji? Do you have a favorite?
I like I don't know if you guys have it, but on the Android side, there's a smiley face with a cowboy hat.
Oh, that's fun. I think we do have that.
That's a good one just to randomly confuse people.
The one I like the best, I think, is just really can cover a lot of ground, is like, it's like a smile, but it almost looks like a grimace. It's like just teeth, like it's just showing all of his teeth, but
yeah,
not exactly smiling. And I like that one, and where am I smiling? Am I just like, yikes?
Right.
To me, that one says, oh, oh.
Yeah, it's a multifunctional
one. It's a multifunctional emoji, which is the best kind of emoji.
Yeah.
So, Johnny, this should make you happy, maybe?
I'm not sure about this one.
A biotech company in China has cloned a dog and claims that they have the ability to mass produce super dogs. The company Sinogene created a beagle puppy named Long Long in a lab using a surrogate mother and the DNA from a 2-year-old dog named Apple. But they didn't stop there. After Long Long, the scientists created 2 other puppies using Apple's DNA with plans of cloning more and better dogs in the near future.
Whoa.
Is this like when the dogs rise up and...
I think so.
This is the beginning of a super race
of
dogs.
It's like Planet of the Dogs instead of Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, we're toast.
That's kind of scary.
Pretty soon we're going to be eating out of bowls and...
I mean, I'll totally play with them when they're puppies, but I don't know about this super dog thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
Seems kind of scary.
It does seem scary.
And chalk this up for things you only see in Russia.
Okay.
Drivers in Russia recently received the shock of their lives after they pulled alongside a 250-pound bear.
What?
That was riding in a motorcycle sidecar.
Okay.
Yeah, the bear was waving to drivers and pedestrians and just, you know.
Just like,
going
hey guys,
along the
what's
road
up?
And just, hey guys, what's up? I'm just riding along in my sidecar. Well, the bear's trainer was taking him to an area circus. So it was a circus bear.
It sounded like a circus situation. I mean, what kind of bears ride in motorcycles except circus bears?
I would think in Russia, all bears ride motorcycles.
They probably have their own motorcycles.
I think it was more confusing that the bear was riding in the sidecar and not driving.
Not driving, yeah. That's probably the way things are there.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to go check that out sometime. Mm-hmm. Well, this is an oopsie. Business Insider claims that Gillette, in an effort to win back men from online retailers, has begun sending like packages to 18-year-olds. Then they're called Welcome to Manhood packages. That's
okay.
A great idea. You know?
I think so.
Hey, you're a man now. Learn how to shave your face. The packages contain a Gillette razor and a how-to shaving guide. However, some Gillette packages are being addressed to teenage girls and middle-aged men by accident.
Whoops.
Gillette is refusing to comment.
Let's be honest. I mean, teenage girls every once in a while, they got a little facial hair, right?
Uh-huh.
They need to shave.
Welcome to manhood.
Yeah.
Sally.
Yeah, womp, womp, womp. But the learning how to shave guide is
it's a good idea.
I still don't know how to shave.
They should make one of those for women, show you how to shave with your legs without scraping your knees all up.
Right. And that's why I don't shave, because I don't know how. Both. My legs and my face.
The one time you shaved your legs, it didn't go well.
No, I actually did a pretty good job. But
I don't want to hear about the time you shaved your legs, Johnny.
Listen to Johnny and Megan Mornings on today's Best Mix, 98.3 The Coast.